Smile 90.4 FM.
The recent widespread acts of theft at shopping malls, warehouses and distribution centres in Gauteng and KZN have created extraordinary challenges for many businesses, raising the question, can an employer discipline and potentially dismiss employees who are shown to have participated? Helping us understand this is the associate in the employment practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, Tamsankwa Mila. Tamsankwa, good evening and thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening, Benito. Good evening to you, Tamsankwa.
So can an employer dismiss an employee for participating in civil unrest?
The short answer is no, unless the employer can show a connection between their workplace and the conduct by the employee. Otherwise, conduct that is not related to the workplace, the employer does not usually have a right to preside or dismiss or discipline over.
Okay, so it's important that it has to have a direct impact on the employee's business or impact upon the reputation of that business.
Reputation or, yes. So those principles, there must be something that relates or connects the employer to the misconduct that is to the misconduct committed by the employee.
What can an employer do if its employee is seen then on social media participating in civil unrest?
So it would depend on what we were just speaking about, the connection between the two. So for instance, if the employee is wearing Smile FM regalia or something that has a logo that connects them, or if the employee, sorry to use you as an example, is Benito, a well-known radio personality, then that connection automatically connects or involves the employer because of the connection people would make. And if the employer is unhappy with the nature of the misconduct, say for instance it includes or involves vandalism or some form of dishonesty, then the employer would be able to use that particular evidence in order to take disciplinary action against the employer.
Okay. And which schedule of or what part of the labor law is then used to preside over these matters?
So it's Schedule 8 of the Labor Relations Act. And that's commonly known as the Code of Good Practice. And particularly there, Item 7A of the Code of Good Practice deals with whether an employer can discipline an employee pertaining to conduct that is of relevance to the employer. And that's where we were talking about the connection. So if there's a connection with the employer, then Schedule 8, specifically Item 7, extends the tentacles of the employer to conduct that's outside of the workplace.
And that conduct is immaterial as long as there is this link established to the business, and I'm talking about that conduct in light of the recent civil unrest in terms of stolen property being identified or possibly being arrested. It's just as long as there's a firm link to the employer and the business.
Yes. And also how that would harm or impact on the employer. So, for instance, stealing and the connection would harm or impact on the employer, especially the reputation of the employer. Violent conduct would harm or impact the employer because there would be an immediate connection between, for instance, I don't know, someone who works at a retail supermarket that's well-known, acting violently or aggressively in society, and what image that has about employees of that particular retail supermarket.
Mm. Would this be a similar application, for example, to third parties if an employer, for example, identifies a security personnel that operates on their particular premise, and as a result of that, there's uncertainty and apprehension around continuing that contract with that service provider. Is there a case there for the employer as well?
Yes. So another example, if you don't use the social media example, is if, for instance, as you're saying, you recognize someone who works for a client or a service provider, and they are, because of the civil unrest, appropriating some of your property, appropriating some of your, or acting belligerently or violently towards yourself or some of your staff, then you are able to, again, make that connection, even though that connection is not via social media or video or anything of that sort.
Do you think that it's important that employees have these sort of behaviors and actions outlined in a policy, or will the labor law in fact suffice in these matters?
I think the labor law has started or has created a framework for the employer to begin this conversation, but I think it would be much more clear if it was also in a policy, and that's where the employer could, for instance, say that if the consequence of whatever your actions outside of the employer result, for instance, in an arrest that may result in a dismissal, if your conduct outside of the employer tarnishes the image of the employer, that may result into disciplinary action, which may lead to dismissal. So the framework is already there because the law supports the employer in some instances, but a policy would definitely assist.
I would presume that employers will able to ascertain further information around this on the CDH website, Msankwa?
Yes. A quick Google search on dealing with employers during employees rather during civil unrest, Kifteka Hofmeyer search, would give them a guide that speaks specifically to this.
All right. Are there any other considerations that employees should be aware of?
I think just regulating it in terms of a policy, as you've pointed out, and maybe also just conscientizing employees and employers about what the risk, especially of participating in events such as a civil unrest, what consequences those may have on the employees themselves, in addition to just being, I don't know, decent, if that's a good word, citizens who don't participate in such.
Yeah, absolutely. Msankwa Mila, associates in the employment practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyer. Always appreciate your insights on these labor matters. Msankwa, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, Jay.